WGR Sports Radio 550 presents.
By the way, you got to work on your Stallone. We need a lower register.
Sports Talk Saturday.
That was an incredible Stallone. I've been doing that since I was a kid. You can't touch it.
There's food in your mouth.
There's food in your mouth.
Adrian. On WGR.
That's disgusting.
Sports Radio 550.
Welcome into a Sports Talk Saturday, Derek Kramer, and just for a brief moment, Joe Cali here with you. And we've got a nice guest lineup for you this weekend. Evan's on the board. It's 11:03. Let's get rolling here, baby.
Let's get rolling. Yeah, I'm here for a brief moment.
You're here for just a sec.
I'm a figment of the imagination.
Yeah, like, was he ever here? There's no war in Ba Sing Se. Like, this is pretty much what this is here today.
Yes, this is just a, you know, a brief appearance, a cameo.
A cameo, yes. This is the Joe Cali cameo to start the show.
Yes, because the UB Bulls are taking on... Good question. Because I don't know who they're playing.
Nice.
Did you not hear my update? You know, they're playing UMass.
I have to go produce that game.
So much better that he just said it.
Oh, did he? Sorry.
Can't hear him. You're working that game.
Yeah. Well, you know...
Oh boy, the band just got blown off the rails to start.
We're training some newbies, so hopefully these Saturdays will free up, and I'll be more than a cameo in a couple weeks.
Yeah,
so.
You know, it's supposed to be you're here with me for this, but you know, I guess I'll go in alone here today for the most part, but not truly alone. Josh Reed will join us at 11:30. Brayton Wilson, he was at the Prospects Challenge yesterday. And I know this because I went to the Prospects Challenge yesterday, and I went and bothered him when he wasn't working.
No, you bothered him while he was working.
I did a little bit of that too, actually. but made sure it was when he was not talking. And then, of course, Greg Thompson, Cover One, joining us at 1 o'clock as well. So fitting. 1 o'clock, Cover One, blah, blah, blah. But it's a nice little weekend. You know, Bills doing their thing on Thursday night. Now everyone gets to chill for a week plus, find out big news that Terrell Bernard may be out for a month, but it's not longer, like season ending.
It's not a Daquan Jones injury from last year,
which
is what you're happy about, especially being a captain, being a leading man. I mean, that's a big loss if that was the case.
Exactly. So. And the biggest thing for me is we're kind of getting back into the real feel of things with fall in and of itself. Why? There was some sort of hockey yesterday.
There was. I'm itching to watch a Sabres game again. I'm not going to lie.
I'll tell you how much I was itching. I went there yesterday as a fan.
Right.
Went and bought the ticket. Didn't care.
How much did that run you? If you don't mind me asking.
I think it was $11.80 with like a $10 ticket and like $180 surcharge or whatever.
Oh, to watch fun hockey in September. Come on.
To watch a game in September over at Harbor Center. It was relatively packed.
Yeah.
So it was a good showing. There are also families and scouts of six teams that are there at Harbor Center. So it's going to fill up a little bit more than you would like to think, with people that aren't Sabres fans, but it was a nice encouraging showing there. Jiří Kulík looks like he doesn't need these anymore.
Ryan, also news from the Sabres, tonight's prospect game against the Devils is sold out.
There you go. If you wanted to go, you can't.
Tickets are still available for Monday's game though.
There you go. Good job, Evan. So if you wanted to go to today's game, you can't. Those are sold out, as Evan just said. But Monday, you know, you want to try to creep a game?
Yeah, I mean, it's a good time of year. When hockey starts rolling around and football's around, I know the 65-degree and sunny weather is coming around the corner, and I cannot be happier for it.
Exactly.
Just walking through downtown Buffalo to KeyBank
Center. It's more or less it's the feel of having both of them back again, the real fall begins once again.
Yeah, you're down by Canal Side. You see the river of Sabres jerseys moving towards the arena. Like,
and it's not about the team themselves. Let's be real about this. They have the longest playoff drought in NHL history, and if not for the New York Jets, they'd have the longest playoff drought of all the major four sports teams. It's not necessarily about how the team's performance is. It's about the feel, the feel of having both sports back, and the feel of fall really being back to us.
Yeah,
and
elite season.
Look. I am to a fault. I'm a guy that loves hockey. I love puck. I love talking about it, even if there's an excuse to do it. And that's why Brayton's joining us today. And I don't want this to sound like demeaning it any sort of direction that we take as a station, but I really do feel like we do too much Bills too much, like too much all the time. And that's probably why I shoehorn in the Sabres as bad as they've been as often as I can.
Do you think that'll change as the team improves?
If the team actually does show, let alone if they make the playoffs,
yeah,
it will change. Mm-hmm. The problem has been they're in the longest playoff drought of NHL history.
Yeah.
In a league where half the teams make it in every year.
You actively kind of have to try not to make it in.
It's actually a statistical wonder at this point how they haven't done it. And their closest season that they didn't make it 2 years ago, or two seasons ago,
They were 1 point out, right?
They were 1 point out.
Yeah. They're beating the odds in the bad way. That's
to
what's
the
happening.
Eventual Eastern Conference champions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That took that final seed.
Even last year, do you remember that excitement going towards the end of the season? Unreal. Like thinking that they're within 5 points and like
they were able to crawl in. Despite everything, despite their win-loss. They could never put a streak together.
No.
And yet they were still in it at the end of the, like closer to the end of the season.
Mm-hmm.
Which was astounding. It was more about the league in itself than it was about them.
Right, yeah.
Because they were part of the mess. But they were still in the mess,
mm-hmm.
which allows you some degree of hope. I know the Sabres are a hopeless enterprise, but, you know, at the very least, it's something different. I don't know. Because back on Thursday, Bills win, everything like that. And I said something that I kind of said tongue-in-cheek, but I actually mean it in a sense, in a positive sense. Same old Bills.
Yeah.
Same old Bills. What do you mean by that? Same old Bills being a good thing is, well, ho-hum, they win games in different ways. And
in explosive fashion.
Telling a team that they are not ready yet.
Mm-hmm. Basically saying the AFC East is ours until it's not. That's
until
what they
proven
said
otherwise, yeah. The division's ours. Yep. And that's same old Bills. There's only one problem with same old Bills. Same old Bills also has the same catastrophic ending.
Yes. Yeah.
But on the positive spin of it, double-digit win seasons, division title.
Yeah. There are a ton of positives.
There's where same old Bills is a good thing. And
be same old Bills in the regular season, not the postseason.
So what I say about this is, with the Bills doing their usual thing, and the Sabres hopefully not doing their usual thing, please God, no, it makes you wonder. It makes you wonder, what can this town really be like again with both of them actually doing their thing? Because that's something I don't think any of us have truly experienced in a very long time. I wasn't even a proper sports fan when this was happening.
I was 5 years old the last time the Sabres were decent.
The Sabres alone.
Yeah.
And when the Sabres were decent, the Bills were in a playoff drought.
Yes, exactly. And for my entire growing up fandom.
Even I don't know what that feels like.
Yeah.
Because, what, the 90s?
Right.
That was the last time both teams were good.
Really? Yeah, at the same time, yes.
At the same time.
Mm-hmm. This could be the second coming of that, depending on how the Sabres season goes. But.
And with this day and age of like social media and sports and everything like that, what if the Sabres are at least playoff good? I want to feel like what it is around here with the Bills being the Bills and doing their thing, and the Sabres finally waking up.
Be proud to be a Sabres fan. Not that you're not already.
Yeah.
But
like I'm talking about them on September 14th.
Exactly. But
one day after a Prospects game.
You know, like you wear a Sabres jersey in an opposing city and you get trashed a little bit.
And that game has nothing to do with how I'm feeling today.
Mm-hmm.
It's just something that, I don't know, I've mentioned it at this point. It's almost to a fault that I'll bring them in and have an excuse to bring them in to a conversation on a Saturday show. Just because I want to.
I remember we talked about him during Bill's training camp.
Yeah.
I remember we did that a couple times.
And to anyone that gets pissed off about it, like, you like what you like. I don't care. But
you got to give both teams their shining star on this.
I want to give this other team some shine.
Mm-hmm.
And they may not deserve it. They may not be capable of it. And even this past off season, I don't know if they did enough and who's going to be the team to fall off for them to steal a spot.
Right.
But that said, Consider how garbage the wild card run was last year. You can't be that bad again, right?
No. No. And I mean, so, you saw, like you said, they were the hottest and coldest team in hockey at the same time last year.
Yes.
They were just up, down, up, down. So if they can actually put some consistent streaks together, they'll be where they were 2 years ago under Granato. I think Lindy might be able to give them that extra push over the line, you know?
Yeah.
I would hope.
And again, that's why they brought him in. That's the other thing, is that there's an interesting feeling because of nostalgia. Nostalgia is a powerful thing with my generation, apparently. Nothing in media is ever original anymore.
No, it is not. Movies, coaching,
yeah,
anything. I mean, they tried it with the Bills all those years ago, didn't they? They brought Marvel.
Toy Story 5. All right. What else do we got?
Cars 4.
Lilo and Stitch again. Like, what?
The Incredibles 3.
HBO's remaking Harry Potter. Like, what are we doing?
Percy Jackson, the series now, not the movies.
Yeah, like that's HBO's making a Harry Potter series. And it's like, can my generation do anything creative that doesn't have nostalgia in it, please?
Reboot.
Yeah,
just reboots. Any reboots.
Anything reboots because you liked it as a kid. Like,
I did like Twisters and Twister, but we're like pulling out.
But it's effectively a reboot.
Yeah, it is.
Come up with something.
Top Gun Maverick.
Yeah.
I mean, I love Top Gun Maverick, though. That was a phenomenal movie.
But that doesn't...
But it's
but a, you brought it up, it's therefore a nostalgia. It's connected.
Mm-hmm.
And so nostalgia is a powerful thing, obviously.
It's right.
It's everywhere in our media, apparently. But was Lindy also the best coach? And the best coach available? And I say yes. The guy won Coach of the Year 2 seasons ago. And really, is Tom Fitzgerald not knowing how to get goaltenders from getting fired last year?
Mm-hmm. And Luukkonen got that contract, so you're hoping he's going to stick around.
And if what we saw yesterday with the prospects is how they want to dictate pace and play,
yeah, aggressive like that,
aggressive and fast,
fast.
That's the thing. They also went and acquired speed, speed. I mean, nasty speed. So if they want to play fast and responsible, not fast and loose. Fast and Loose was 2 seasons ago.
Yeah,
that was fun.
Fast and Loose 2 seasons ago.
Fast and Loose was still fun.
Yeah, it was really fun when
you were
like...
But give me fast. I like Sonic the Hedgehog. Gotta go fast. Let's go fast.
Mm-hmm.
The Bills go fast.
Yeah, they do. That's what... In the 90s, the K-Gun. No huddle. They didn't stop.
But this version of the Bills.
Yeah.
Joe Brady has them moving around pre-snap. He has a lot of window dressing. He has speed... With some of these players like Samuel, Khalil Shakir is a quick guy. James Cook is fast.
Yeah, and the most of the running back room, even Damian Harris is pretty quick.
And they
quick.
Play with a pace. That's the other thing.
Yeah.
Speed and pace are two different kinds of fast.
Mm-hmm.
They don't go no huddle K-gun.
But they do outpace most NFL offenses.
They keep you going.
Mm-hmm. They outpace the Dolphins defense.
Or at least it feels like a fast game. Both of these games did not take forever.
No, it seems like they're getting to the line pretty quick. Like they know what Joe Brady has.
I'm just talking about like game time overall.
Yeah. Well, they run the ball a lot more, so the clock doesn't stop on incompletions and things like that.
Yeah, that's also true.
But they barely had the ball, the offense, last game. So I don't know. That statement isn't true for the last game, but with running the ball more, the game time is going to go down for sure.
Yeah, it is.
So
it'll be fun. And that's the other thing, is that these things are supposed to be fun.
Yeah. Have a day.
Have a day. Here, that's what the tweet said today. Let's have a day.
Oh, is that what it said?
That's what I typed today. Let's have a day. Let's have a day here. 803-0550 is the number to call if you want to talk about the Bills. If you're at the Sabres Prospect Challenge, anything is on the line here for you guys or girls if you want to call in today because of the fact that, hey, that's kind of what it is this weekend now. The Sabres actually get to take some sort of stage over the weekend with the Prospects Tournament.
Mm-hmm.
Bills are done. For a little bit until
Monday,
next Monday,
the 23rd.
Yeah, until next Monday,
and that's the night game.
Exactly.
And there's two night games, isn't there? It's like a doubleheader Monday night.
There is a doubleheader Monday night. That's why the Sabres moved their preseason game up to 5:00.
Yes, yes, yes.
So, what do we have from here? It's going to be some fun. It's just, what do we get going from both of these teams, and ultimately the desire to have both of them be good, because I haven't seen that truly in my own eyes either.
That would be something that this city, I think, would explode. If both teams made the play, if the Sabres make the playoffs and the Bills hit an AFC championship this season, and I'm not saying go further because I'm not going to be too optimistic, but
yeah.
If they hit that AFC championship, advance further, and the Sabres make the playoffs, Buffalo sports, we're so back, and the Bandits win another championship, we're so back.
Yeah, there's also the Bandits who...
They're not the worry because they're winning championships.
They win championships.
Even when they were 500 at one point last season, they come back and win a championship.
Exactly. They were playing amongst some of their weakest in-season lacrosse and stormed through the playoffs.
Yeah.
Embarrassing teams left and right, by the way.
Yeah. Remember that turnaround? They had a bus with the... We talked to John Gertler.
Yeah.
They had a bus with the training staff on it,
mm-hmm.
and they were like... You know, getting them ready for the game that
patching
night.
Patching them up. Like,
on
right,
a
guys.
Travel day, they were coming back that night to play. Like, yeah. That's crazy. And they still won.
And it's and he also, and Steve Brumell the next, I think it was a couple weeks later, with the championship games, the championship round, he was like, yeah, we're heading out to Albany, and then we ended up on the same bus ride coming back.
Mm-hmm.
So, everything about it, that's what I mean when it's like, when we say the fall is the elite season, it's because everything's back. And
you don't have to sit here and listen to us speculate anymore.
You don't have to. A speculation's not a thing anymore. But also, B, you like what you like, and you go and see it.
Different tastes all around.
Different tastes, different styles for different profiles.
Yep,
that's all it is, and that's what fall is all about to me.
Yeah,
is that you've got everything coming back,
especially in a city like this.
Also, if you're a huge baseball fan, the Fall Classic's coming in there. Mm-hmm. You've got the playoffs going.
Right. You have a couple more weeks of Bison's baseball.
If you like ball, NBA comes back at that time. Like, that's what it is. That's the elite season to me.
Mm-hmm.
Is that everything's there, and you can basically entertain yourself in so many different ways. But damn, I want the Sabres to be more consistent and fun.
Yeah, you want the same feeling with the Sabres as you have with the Bills. That's what you want.
Yes.
And I think I'm in my prediction, which we'll talk about as the season actually gets closer after a couple preseason games, I think they'll deliver. I think they'll make the playoffs this season.
Yeah. And
I hope in my heart that they make the playoffs this season.
Yeah. It was funny. Like, I went as a fan, and then I started talking shop immediately. Why? I run into Joe Yeard the minute I get to the seventh floor.
Yeah.
Joe is good people. He's great people. And Joe and I immediately start chatting.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, hey, how things been? And then next thing you know, we start turning our direction toward the ice.
Well, it's hard not to. I mean, it's staring you right in the face, and they're exciting this season with all the question marks they have. Kind of like the Bills. All those question marks.
Walking around, see Wild Bill Hoppy. Wild Bill, he's always a good time to talk to.
Mm-hmm.
Chatting with Paul, Rob, Brayton. Brayton, you know, causing all sorts of chaos a little bit yesterday, and all without a press pass. So
yeah, there you go. Yeah.
But it was a good time. It was a good time to see everyone again. That was the other part of it. So
yeah.
So that's probably why I started this bant off like that today.
I'm glad I could appear for a cameo. This all is right. This
well,
is
yeah.
fun.
That cameo is there. Get out.
Yeah. Sounds good.
But before we get Josh Reed going and everything else though of the sort, we have a quick chance. Why don't we get connected with our fans? It's brought to you by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com. And we'll jump into Josh at East Aurora. Josh, welcome to Sports Talk Saturday. How are you?
Hey, I'm great, guys. How are you?
Not too bad. What you got for us?
So I just wanted to talk in and like call about how much fun like the Prospect Challenge was last night. Literally for like a $10 ticket, I got there. And I don't know, 90% capacity, I would say, was pretty filled. And, you know, we were getting the highlight reel goals. The pace of play was crazy. Like that Kulik goal, like everyone got off their feet. And then it was getting chippy and chippy. And then all of a sudden they drop their gloves and the place just goes wild. Like for just a $10 ticket and being in such a, you know, just missing Sabres hockey so much. Like I literally got home and I was so mad tonight's game was sold out. I bought tickets the Monday night. It literally was just, honestly, it was just so fun.
Yeah, and Josh, of course, like thanks for the call, first of all. But second of all, yeah, as you said, it was like probably 90% capacity. It was a pretty packed house. And the other part of it is it was an exciting game of kids trying to earn their keep on both sides, on both teams. But Yuri Kulik clearly shows he doesn't need to do this anymore. Ryan Johnson clearly showing he doesn't need to be there anymore. Like those guys were the best players on the ice. And yeah, there were a couple fights in there. There were a lot of hits. Columbus was throwing the body and Buffalo did not care. And we'll get a deeper prospects breakdown from Brayton Wilson, who was obviously working the game yesterday. But the other thing is here, Josh, if you're worried about not having tickets or you're missing your hockey jump for today, Sabres Fan Fest is downtown in Buffalo today. So you can also go down there, get in some fun activities downtown Buffalo for Sabres Fan Fest at the arena for today. All right. So we got the band out of the way. Got our first call today. And we turn our attention back to a 2-0 Bills team that it really does look like steady as it goes once again. Rumors of their demise were greatly mistaken. And it's an overreaction. I know that. It's two games. But this is also the Bills. They typically get off to good starts, get a flat tire randomly in the middle of the season, switch it out, and race down to the end of the year. And it looks like if you're able to get these early wins with the schedule, get them. Get the wins that you should get. And Miami is a game, based on the history, you should get. And they got them. And that is the usual thing with the Buffalo Bills. Last year not included, they did lose games that they should have won. But how do you not at least feel good about this team? No Taron Johnson, no Matt Milano, and no Terrell Bernard now. So the depth is going to be tested once again, earlier this time now, especially in the middle of the field. But what did they do without all of those pieces? They dominated a team that is supposed to be fast, supposed to be skilled, and supposed to be good. And we'll talk more about that and the state of the Bills going forward throughout the rest of this season. Josh Reed from Channel 4 will join us coming up here on the other side. Derek Kramer, Evans on the board. Cameo appearance from Joe Cali. You're listening to Sports Talk Saturday right here on WGR.